From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Friday, October 10th. Chico is one step closer to getting more tiny homes. In a 4-3 split on Tuesday night, City Council voted to move forward with the plan from the North State Shelter Team. The tiny homes would be built in church parking lots for unhoused women. City staff have suggested starting with the pilot program. The North State Shelter Team will need to apply for an administrative use permit and hold community hearings before beginning construction. In other news, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival is back, tomorrow, in Paradise. The annual event is a smaller exhibition of films drawn from the internationally renowned festival held in Nevada City. It includes works from world, regional, and local filmmakers, including several from Butte County. Kira Heacock is with the Butte County Fire Safe Council, which is sponsoring the matinee. She says the afternoon shows will showcase California and local films.
We'll have a panel with some local experts at the end of those matinee films. And then the evening program, the theme for that is going to be Wild at Heart. And the whole thing is a fundraiser for Friends of Butte Creek.
The festival has been around for more than 20 years. This year, it's at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. The matinee runs from 1:30 to 4, evening shows from 6 to 9. Also, after years of advocacy from tribes, environmental groups, and others, four Klamath River dams in far northern California were removed last October. Cap Radio's Manola Sequeira has more on what's changed with the river in the years since.
The dam's removal marks the largest project of its kind in the country's history. Critics had advocated for the removal, citing the dam's harmful impacts on fish populations and water quality. Taz Soto is the Karuk Tribe's fisheries program manager. He says the tribe's data collected over the last year shows improved water quality.
When the dams are in place, you had this lag effect where the temperatures were remaining warm during the migration. So with the dams gone, we're seeing our water temperatures during that late summer, fall period, they're a lot cooler now. So that allows fish to migrate faster.
He and other researchers say they'll continue tracking the river's restoration, paying close attention to how vulnerable fish populations are responding and potentially recovering. Manola Sequeira, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, Paradise police are asking for tips after a deadly hit and run over the weekend. The accident happened on Saturday night around 7:45 at Clark and Pearson Roads. The victim was 34-year-old Troy Upton. The Paradise Police Department is still trying to figure out who the driver was because the person left before officers arrived. Lieutenant Cameron Kovacs says right now, police don't have much to work with. That's left them searching for surveillance video and turning to the public for possible information.
Right now, we're really dependent on somebody sharing information with us that will help us move this investigation forward.
Police say if you saw anything, even something small, to call the department. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law aimed at preventing sexual misconduct in California schools. The California Report's Madi Bolaños has more.
The law, SB 848, requires school districts to train staff and students to recognize abuse, tighten background checks, and create a statewide database tracking teachers and employees accused of serious misconduct. It's meant to stop what advocates call passing the trash, when educators accused of abuse quietly move to another district. The new rules also expand who must report allegations and strengthen how schools respond.
That was the California Report's Madi Bolaños. Also, Northern California singer and songwriter Max Minardi has been performing for over a decade, and now he's releasing his second album. It's called Anywhere and explores heartbreak, self-discovery, and personal growth.
Well, my mother always tells me that I drink too much, but I should rein it in because it's thinning out my blood. From a place of love, but I ain't known for knowing when I've had enough. So I'ma say no.
That's the second song on the album, called Empty Glass. Minardi says he's committed to making full albums, even as the industry shifts towards singles.
I think often people now release songs for, or strategically release them, be it in time or like in a musical space where it's like, hey, this is the one song, we're going to promote it, it's going to go viral, then we'll put out another hit and then another hit. I like the idea of an album being like a movie, go figure, where you start it and then you go to the end.
Read more about Minardi's creative process and new album at mynspr.org. Let's drink until the break of day. I've got another thousand things to do, but every single one can wait. And finally, California has two new state symbols. Governor Gavin Newsom signed bills to make the Big Berry Manzanita the state shrub and the giant garter snake the state snake. The Big Berry Manzanita is almost exclusively native to California and is adaptable to wildfire-prone land. It can quickly regenerate after fire exposure, and its root system helps resist soil erosion and thrives in dry, nutrient-poor soils. This can be useful in preventing landslides and wildfire burn scars. Fair Oaks Republican Assembly member Roger Nilo wrote the bill to make the giant garter snake California's serpentine symbol. It's native to the state and found only in the Central Valley. Its population has declined by more than 90% in the last century and was listed as threatened under the California Endangered Species Act in 1971. And those were your headlines for Friday, October 10th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brandhart.